Here's the big statement. COVID was actually really good for a lot of people's health and fitness, but it also revealed one of the biggest problems of why people aren't successful with exercise in their life. And today, I'm going to dig into this. So the COVID period in New Zealand was a really interesting period because New Zealand went hardcore in trying to not get COVID in our country. So we closed off our borders for a long period of time. Most New Zealanders had to stay at home and there was a real restrictions around what you could do with your time. And this is a really interesting moment around health and fitness because there are a lot of people, they got taken out of their regular day-to-day routine and they were put in a total different routine that was based on them being at home. And what happened for a lot of people in this situation was a lot of people who don't exercise started to bring exercise into their lives in really positive ways. And I actually think of a good friend of mine, one of my really best friends. He's a guy who's got a very, very demanding career. He's very good at his job and it's a very demanding job. And he's got a young family. And the compromise that's come in his life in his last 10, 15 years is that his health and fitness has kind of gone to the back burner of his life because these things are taking up all his life. Because he just doesn't have time to exercise, or at least in his mind, he just doesn't have time to exercise. And then COVID came around and suddenly he had a lot of spare time. He was working from home and he still had his family, but he was a bit more time rich. And you know what my friend did? My friend got back to exercise. And it was really interesting watching my friend because he was on fire with exercise. Like he was exercising every day. He was doing challenging workouts and he was loving it. He was calling me, telling me what he was doing. He was asking me questions. It was a really stimulating and rewarding time in his life where he was getting massive results. Now, my friend wasn't alone in this. A lot of people in COVID, when they had better conditions, brought health and fitness into their lives in a more powerful way. But then there was a massive problem after this moment. Once we got back to normal life, once the restrictions started to get released in New Zealand, a lot of these people went back to their normal life. And all the benefits, all the gains, and everything they'd put in place while they had better times in their lives suddenly fell away. Like my friend, basically the exercise routine that he had put in place at this time fell away once he got back to his normal life. And this is a really interesting thing to think about. And actually reveals what I believe is one of the biggest reasons most people fail with exercise or are struggling with their health and fitness in their life. Like I think one of the number one reasons most people struggle with health and fitness is they keep kicking the ball up the road around making change with health and fitness. And there's two reasons it is. They say now is not the right time or the conditions of my life don't work for me right now. And this is what's really interesting about COVID is that when people had a change in their life and the conditions of their life made exercise more achievable, a lot of these people actually put exercise in their life. Like my friend, when the conditions were different, he was successful with exercise. So what we can say is that for a lot of people, that if they have perfect conditions, they would have exercise in their lives. We often see this at the holiday times as well. When people go away on holidays, often they'll add more exercise into their lives. Now, this is awesome. If you know that if I have perfect conditions, there's a higher chance I'm going to be healthier and fitter, that's a good thing to know. The massive problem is that most of us don't really ever have the perfect conditions. And if I go back to my friend, once work got back to normal, he fell away from his exercise routine. So if you're waiting for the perfect conditions in your life to have fitness in your life, and even if you know that when that moment hits, you know you'll put exercise in, you've got a massive problem because perfect conditions are a rarity for most of us in our lives. So even though the COVID example showed that you can have health and fitness in your life, waiting for the perfect conditions is one of the biggest mistakes you can have in trying to bring health and fitness in your life. What we need to do is we need to actually say, we need to shift our mindset around health and fitness. And what we need to say is we need to say, I'm going to bring health and fitness into my life right now, but I'm learning how to fit it into the life that I currently have in a realistic and achievable way. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. We're learning how to bring health and fitness into my life based on the current life that I have in a realistic way so I can be in a successful way. Now, why is this important? Well, if you're having to wait for the perfect conditions to bring exercise into your life, A, you're delaying the moment where it'll happen. But also, when that moment happens, once the conditions change, the chances of you falling away from exercise massively increase. So you don't actually create sustainable long-term change. Really, if you can go, I'm trying to learn fitness, learn how to fit fitness into my current life realistically right now, then you can set up a routine that you'll be able to maintain and be consistent with no matter what the conditions of your life. And if you can fit it in, let's say you try to put exercise in when you consider a really peak time in your life, well then from that moment forward, you know you can maintain that routine. And if you can be consistent with your routine over long term, that's how you're going to create sustainable change in really powerful ways. So today's kind of message to you is, if you're someone who's sitting on the fence going, I can't exercise because I'm either too busy or I'm waiting for the perfect conditions, ultimately, you're never going to get the change you want. And the cost of not getting that change is going to be huge on your life. The shift you've got to have is, I've got to learn how to fit a realistic and easy amount of exercise into the life I currently have. Because if I can do that, I know we have to maintain it for long term, which means I'll get the benefits and the long term rewards of health and fitness in my life. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, and I'm not saying it's going to take some effort, but if you can win at your current routine, the benefits will be absolutely massive for you. So my challenge to you, if you're watching this and you're thinking, I know I should put exercise in my life, is go put a fitness challenge in front of you right now that fits around the life you currently have, and you'll be creating a different pathway in some pretty powerful ways.